Beginning going down, Masechet Nozi Daf Chav Ches, beginning with Al, beginning with his master, beginning with the Gemara, continuing from the theme of the previous Tosfos from this part of the Braisa, which the Braisa is saying, okay, you would think that you wouldn't fulfill your obligation with your own animal that you separate for yourself. And this, the logic is, as Tosfos quotes in the words of the Braisa, Shari Limal, because he wouldn't commit a Mila. It's basically something b'shogeg if he did it by mistake, which is when the halacha me'ila applies. In shogeg, let's say he made a mistake. Vikram karban adam. He brought a karban for having consumed blood. He brought a karban shalchev, a karban that he separated for having eaten forbidden fat. Because why is there no me'ila? Me'ila is you can take something out from kodesh to chal. But that katib kodesh shazayko, it still remains in its sanctity. Given the hema kodesh, kodesh shagov, because the animal has a physical sanctity. But nafke l'chul ma'achi has not gone from chul this way. So as some add on the next two words, lo imal, not committed me'ila, kimish le'inan man, because he didn't have pleasure from it by taking it out to chul. So therefore, the Braisa continues. So therefore, loikipa as Tosfos quotes, meaning as Tosfos explained, b'mezid. In this case, when you're doing it deliberately, because d'laisukum you haven't done anything. Shein yochel eskab b'karban shel adam klal, you cannot fulfill your atonement with karban of dam because you didn't remove it from what it is, which is related to the concept of me'ila, which is removing it. You didn't really remove it. As Tosfos explains, it says, Lemoil, you don't commit me'ila masa b'shogeg if you do it by mistake. Hoyle inim tzim mishas hektish, like we're saying, you haven't really removed it from mishas of hektish, from hektish like tzach, rather from one hektish to another hektish. So mitoik shleimol, the logic is, since you did not do me'ila, you keep it up to not take apart, because you didn't do anything, you didn't change it from what it really was. But my father's in Paragbas, the Gemara explains in the last paragraph, because that was on the base. The achrish, on the right, mishogeg, meaning after we see that if you do it by mistake, like keep it up, don't have atonement, didn't do it, the logic is, that when you're up, trying to uproot it from a chatas that's supposed to be for chelim, and you try to do it for having eaten dam, to like keep it that you're not going to have atonement for that. Now, Rav Ranchik points out, here's where it applies to Taisa from the previous Amud of Haimadak de Karam, that we say in Chavazam and Beis and Divin Maschel Sha'arei. Taisa says over there, Haimadak de Karam, the Ram was Madaktik, Dam Perkam and Zvachim. So we say in the first Beis, Zvachim of Tesma Beis, Chatas Chelim Shashach Lashem Chatas Dam. If you have a Chatas, it's supposed to be for forbidden fats. Then you slaughtered for a Chatas for having eaten blood. Kesher, it's kosher. But there's no atonement. So it says, you could differentiate. Because the Hosamari, this is too much. It wasn't liable for both of them. Only for the chatas of having eaten forbidden fats. Well, maybe that's better when you did it for dam, which you're not chayv for. So, okay, it's going to be kosher. You didn't do anything. Were you liable for both of them? Have a kira, so that's you are doing somewhat of an akira, and therefore it's not going to be valid. Although here's some another part of the most definitely to get atonement for the chatas of the chelim, which that was designated for. Okay, yeah, you could say that there's someone who says the nzvachim that's going to be kosher. Allah over here, I mean, we're talking about we're trying to use it to have the atonement for having eaten blood. So let's look at Meshach Mitchil, you want to prove what originally was. No, the Kafir give it for sure, it's not going to work. It might work for the original thing, but not for the other thing. And there it's not a contradiction. So next time, Master begins with the Gemara that the Braisa said, okay, so it won't work by the animal, but you would think it would work by his own funds for something else. And the reason is because she moral the keeper. So that says the Braisa, no time limit, says in the pasuk al chatosai, which says that's the pasuk b'chiba koin al chatosai. That's b'kibsa the yochid k'sib by when it talks about by the female lamb of an individual bringing a chatos. That it tells us that until the carbon, even with monies, has to be l'shem chatai. So it says amasi yisi the b'mezi din yochid l'shanis. When he does it liberally, he cannot change. Afal b'mais even by funds. That's what we see here. That's what the Braisa is coming to tell us. And b'chein tan, but they separate the decreases in Perek Dal. Hifresh mois achatas chelav. If he's separated monies for achatas of a chelav, vevim achatas dam. He wrote it for achatas for having eaten blood, or achatas dam vevim achatas chelav the other way around. B'shogeg if you do by mistake, mol you have committed me'ila. Lafikach keeper. Therefore, there would be atonement. But amazing, deliberately lemol you've not committed me'ila because keeper you're not going to have atonement. Almost you see, but amazing when you do it deliberately. But even with monies, you don't have atonement. And because keeper but an animal limits b'shan that you cannot change. So it says, Lepirzo at Tesebet, according to the interpretation of this price, Mashma, it sounds like the Siba Krachin al Chatasai, that the way that Tesebet increases says it, there's a different Pasik al Chatasai. Well, the Pasik Rishon Darsh Torah, not the first Pasik that already Darsh. Now, Hoch Gesino, the Gears is really Hagah, that the price says here in the Havamina, you would think money works, Shari Mol the Keeper. What's the price trying to say? Our Gemara here, the price here, before we say Tamalema Chatasai. So Tesebet explains. because the money does not have a physical sanctity. It's very easy to take it out from the sanctity. When you change it to another carbon, the money goes out to be unconsecrated. But in chulin b'yad meicha behemah, and now it's chulin by the seller of the animal. Because it doesn't go out to chulin, there's no meila. Therefore, there's a tumah when you do by mistake. So I would say when he does deliberately, which is the case that we're discussing over here in the Braisa, I would say he also gets a tumah since there is some element of shina, of change to it, when you do it by mistake. Amar umal the keeper. So therefore, the Braisa is saying, okay, maybe you commit me'ila and you get a tumah and not by mezid. So, but you would think at least that it would still be kapara. But if I didn't have the pasuk, have a minimum is a keeper. I would say, yeah, when you do it deliberately, you do get atonement. Now, Tosfos explains, if this is the pasuk b'chibah chatasai, even though we actually darsh in these words b'chibah chatasai elsewhere that tells achei kabon l'shem chatasai, you have to bring a carbon for purposes of b'chibah chatas, and it's possible but shalai l'shma. So it says that's not difficult. Because tartish, I mean, we learn two things from this pasuk. Like we say in general, and getting up on beis amenab when it says atim by hafrasha shuma. Teaches you Blishtavan and not partners, Atam Yubla Batrabas and not a caretaker, Atam Yubla Temesh and Shlay, not someone who's taking Truman that's not his own. And Makun Lashim Khat Atam, it's all learned from one Atam here also. You can learn from this. That has to be Lashem Khatase, and also that's teaching us that has to be for the Khatas that he's separated for and not the same person, even his own funds, for some other Khatas. Okay, that was the long Brisa that we had started in the middle of the previous. But what was the Gemara's main question that Rav was having on Rav Nachman? The Gemara says, "Ketani mi as Tosfos quotes the words of Gemara." But one thing is, we learned Lael previously. Tosfos explains previously in the Brisa, the in megalech al behem asav that he cannot do the hair cutting on his father's animals. Says the words of the Gemara, "My love of Hilabal's mom isn't atonement even by a blemished animal." So what does Rav want to prove? Not like Rav Nachman. Obviously, you see, come from Russian time, like it's specified, because or else he should be able to use the father's funds. As Tais when the Gestumic is like unspecified, like a lech, we have the Karasikum and Mazstumin, like we have regarding the unspecified funds where he could use his father's. Which I say is explaining, Madame Hilcha says, comparing the halachas, the Wadin Simning is the Linois halachas, regarding this halacha that was received, the Mazstumi Yib Nadava, that the unspecified funds fall for the Dava, also it should say the same thing, Nemedavka Mois, say only money is Vulay Behim and not animal, Bavel Baal's Mum, and even if it's blemished, as we see, that's considered like Mufarashas. And Tais says, Vulaykal Mithi cannot reject and say, the Hadik don't love this, or what previously said, the Inamagalech Abemazab, that he cannot do the haircutting his father's animals. Hainu Bemim Farash, maybe it's only when he specified it. So no, you can't say them, Kim, that's the case. Hechamasi, now how do you conclude? Abu Yitzim Moisab, but you could fill the obligation with the father's monies. Shamagalech Moisab, because he could do the haircutting the father's monies. But Inamagalech Moisab, too much love, but it's not true, he could only do the haircutting on the unspecified funds of his father. He doesn't have been seen like we're not exposed to Misha later in the Blaman of Ral. So Abu Yitzim Moisab, and therefore we see that by an animal, even Baalmum, is like Mufarash. So that Tosfos quotes from the words of the Gemara, "Lo ino tamimim by an unblemished animal." That's where, as Tosfos explains, "Aleim and Megaleich," then you cannot do the Yekarim. Because the Hamik of Russian, that's like explicit in contrast to Balmum. As the Gemara asks, "Wait, Balmum, what?" It's like Stumen, so why saying Mois? Say Balmum? That's Litmei, which is the same thing as Mois. Next, there's Master begin with the Gemara. The next Mishnah starts off with these words, "Nizrik Aleichad Min Adam." However, let's say we already sprayed one of the bloods of the animals for her. That's Tosfos explains. You're going to shugam and nazir b'tahara. She already finished her nazir b'tahara. The viyuk kabbanis nazir b'tahara. So she's bringing the kabbanis of naziris when you did it in a pure state. She gimel hamis, which these are three animals: kibsa lachatas, a female lamb for chatas, a kibsa la'ila, a lamb for la'ila, a ba'ila shlam, and a ram for shlam. The nizik lechad madam, and the bloods of one of the kabbanis were already sprayed, which is the conclusion of that kabban, the chatas, la'ila, shlam, any one of them. So says the Mishnah. Tosfos quotes any ochel hafer. So now the husband cannot be mefer anymore, as Tosfos says, nidra ha-nedr, meaning that she wouldn't have to go in and cut her hair anymore, and to have to bring the rest of the kabbanis. No, you can't do that. Because it's no more anymore reflecting of her soul, because the miyamutel should be made in wine. She didn't have to cut her hair. She's going to come to a state which she doesn't want of a woman with a bald head. Yeah, she can have a wig. And Chacham Mefarshim Gemara, that's what Gemara says, so there's no problem of being a nefesh, and his whole rights is because of he doesn't want his wife to have been a nefesh. But Tosfos explains, if the blood of the carbon wasn't yet sprayed, which that means right this moment she's still forbidden wine, that is considered a state of afflicted soul. Although she's only been forbidden for a little amount of time, because we're going to bring our korbanos any moment, doesn't make a difference, then he would be allowed to do the hafara. The next words of the Mishnah are, as Tosfos quotes from Bikivam, he says, no, I feel a nishchat. Even if one of the kabbans were just slaughtered, as Tosfos says, "V'lo nizik adam," and the blood wasn't even sprayed, the words of the Mishnah are, "Any ochel hafer cannot be made," as Tosfos says, "B'gemar mafarshim Moshe explain why." Mishnah has to catch him because it's going to cause a loss of the carbon. because you already shechted it. And as Sasi explains, the Masbe Gemara, the Gemara is going to come out because Nishta Chatzis. We're specifically saying if when saying one of the three means if the Chatzis was slaughtered. Shem Yafla, because if it's going to be made for Tanim Tzedei Mezut 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 Which says yes, let's stop. One would be unsure in halacha im heifala if the husband, let's say, he's not supposed to, but let's say he is mefer im mufer, would it be nullified? Because ultimately midereisa he still has the rights. It's just we have a problem of hefzikachim. Oh, oichemo, maybe no. Yishkoch viatchacham laker dav natar b'shavatas. Maybe the sages have the ability to uproot a biblical halacha with a passive way of saying but don't do, and maybe we actually would not go ahead. And have it sacrificed. I mean, and have his hafara be valid because we don't want to go out lebeis psul, and we would consider it as if he didn't do anything. The next is master begin words of the Mishnah. It says, okay, but medram, when did we say this? What's this going on? Meaning, I'm back on the Tanakama. That he cannot be made for after one of the bloods was already sprayed. That says the Mishnah. That is as Tais quotes from the words of the Mishnah, but the kalachas tahara. As Kedipirish, as we explained, she comes in the Zibra, where she finished her Nazirus in the state of purity. Avo, but the Glachas Tumah, the words of Mishnah say, but when she did a Teklachas of Tumah, Kagain, she nitma with Nazirus, she became Tumah in her state of Nazirus. That they come in the Sebat Tumah, she brought her Karbonis of Tumah. Then the Mishnah is saying, Af Mishnah is a good dumb, even if the blood was sprayed, as Tais quotes in the words of the Mishnah, Yachal Hafer, he could be Mefer. Neshef Shalem, the Katika Teller, Yafshabi Shabinabels, I don't want a disgusted woman. As Tais is claiming, in other words, she took Limnus Mat and Zirus, she's going to have to count over now the whole Nazirus of Tara, but they asked beyond, she can be forbidden wine, but in a nefesh, and it's going to be in a nefesh. So therefore, even though the carbon is going to have to go out to waste, it doesn't make a difference. I don't want this whole nazirus, which she's going to have to continue with. And Machadam Gemara, we find Gemara Motzin Loshan Nibel, the word of Nibel, sure, it's something we would really mean to say is Inu, which is, that's how we're explaining it right now, because of the whole in nefesh she's going to need to have for starting over again. But they said, Kosh Lishan D-E-F-Shi. Okay, the word Nibel is not problematic, but the word E-F-Shi is problematic. Double the name, she just said, Shemin, because Inu. I don't want halacha is, but in these labi mefer. So actually, it says b'tayisu b'tzachlim. You have to actually say the kai de b'kiva. This b'medvum is not going on the tanakama. It's rather going to b'kiv. The common decision is chalatzum nehem. Is that one of them is already slaughtered and your halacha cannot be mefer? Why? Nisha efshal lavel lehavet karbon. It's going to cause a loss of the carbon. Avagav the surah b'yayin that shish chalusha behem is v'yizik daman. Now, even though, and that's the chiddush of b'kiva, that she's going to forbid the wine until you slaughter the rest of the animals, or if the gear says until you spray the blood. And this is going to be in a nefesh purta. It's going to be a little in nefesh, which really gives him the rights. But Rebbe Kiva holds b'shalahu parta in yuchlaf. For that little amount of time, we don't let you be made. If b'shalah has a kajum, we're going to cause loss of the kajum. Abul b'deglachas to tumah. But what the Mishnah is coming to tell us, but when you're doing the yikarim with tumah, they can nefesh go the way there's usually in a nefesh because she's sezeres. This undoing whatever she counted up until now by lemin in zizachas, she has to count the whole nazigas. Maida, that's Rebbe Kiva agrees. She yochal leimala ef she in a gadol. That explains the word ef she also. That I don't want such a inagadla. And that EFC, that's a right claim. Or you know, I mean, another approach why it says EFC over here is Meshub Dre Meir Kama Hai Lishna, because Dre Meir says this wording the next time in the Mishnah, EFC, so come in Tanakam, and the Tanakam also says EFC. It could even be like the Tanakam. Continue with the next words of the Mishnah, which Dre Meir said, Imbay Takalach is Tahara, he can be made from. Because Hoche Gesin, the Gesin says, EFC be Ishma Kalachas. I don't want a woman that has to cut off her hair, which she has to cut off her hair at the end of a tar in the zirus, because it's a head, like it says, it explains in the pasuk. And if even after the blood was sprayed, he can still be made. He doesn't want to do the next stage of hair cutting. Well, Tanayam, according to Tanayam, after she paid enough, she could have a wig. That's what the Gemara explains. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yazza, because it's like Rabbi Yazza, he says, as Tesla quotes from the words of the Gemara, Teklach is my kevis, that the hair cutting holds back, as Tesla explains, Lishis B'yayin from drinking the wine. So as Tesla quotes from the words of the Gemara, but Kimin the Ila Gilcha. Asura, since she didn't do the hair cutting yet, even though the blood of the carbons was sprayed, so Asura, she's even been in the wine. Basically, nibble, never there's nibble. Esther said, perish in other words, sar in and she's having pain now. She took lis mu'una min hayayin. She has to be afflicted from partaking in wine until she got her hair. So therefore, Esther's quotes from the Gemara, maybe he could be made for according to Rebbe Eliezer. But he shaita purta the Siriam because that little amount of time that she's looking forbidden in wine. So our Mishnah must not be like him.